tärkein turistikohde.
You should go on top of the Snæfellsjökull. It's one of the glaciers. How many glaciers are there? Five. I think there are five glaciers or six in Iceland.
Nee, much more.
Nee. Well, the bigger ones. Anyway, there are five bigger ones. And this is one of them. It's in the west fjord of Iceland.
Snæfellsjökull, it's called.
Snæfellsjökull. And it's supposed to be, it has a lot of energy in it.
One of the seven energy places on Earth or something.
Exactly. And we've been on there, and it's actually quite amazing. We had hungover when we went there, and we took what is it called?
Snowcat.
And we took it on the top of it, and it's like I had never drunk in my life. I felt so good. Immediately, it was like a whole explosion, and it's excellent.
And after you have been out in the country, you go to the city and go to 22, the best discotheque in town. In Reykjavik.
The best disco in the whole of the country, I think.
And meet us in the same corner we always are.
We own one corner in this place. Inge, the guy who owns 22, he's taking care of us there.
Islannin merkittävin kulttuurihahmo.
Him. Him. Definitely. No, I'm not joking. Dr. Gunni. Of course he is.
Maybe writer Halldór Laxness. Halldór Laxness, the novelist. He is the man responsible to taking the nation into the modern times by teaching them how to brush their teeth and wash their hands in his books.
Millaista on islantilainen huumori?
Yeah, I think our sense of humor is a little bit ironic. It's more ironic, for example, than you just move from Iceland to Denmark, and Danish people are so like they have this. They have to eat a big portion of pork and drink a lot of beer, and they are so easygoing. Icelandic people are like very fast moving.
There might be some kind of irony. Power that we have because we have mountains, and not everything is flat. We have mountains and. And we can just walk for half an hour and be in the middle of nowhere. And just stand there and scream and no one will hear you. So that's a big...
Somebody once told me that if you've seen this advertisement, I think it's advertising either Duracell or Varta batteries. There's this rabbit that you put the battery in and it keeps going like that. And there's only one that keeps on. Somebody once told me that I was like that. I was like the Varta rabbit. Because I was like going on and on and on.
Duracell.
It's the Duracell rabbit. Okay. So that's how somebody described me abroad. Because of my Icelandic background.
Ja lopuksi vähän promootiopuhetta. Miksi tulla katsomaan islantilaista Unuunia livenä?
Dr. Gunni is crazy on stage.
Why should they come? Well, if they want to see something good, they should come. I mean.
So you should try to catch a glimpse of us now, because we don't know when we come to Finland next time.
Come on, get some Icelandic power.
Kyllä tuossa aksentissa on jotakin kerrassaan vallottavaa. Siinä puhuivat Unun-yhtyeen Heide ja Dr. Gunni. Haastattelijana oli Ursula.